insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويجعل لك قصورا
Blessed is he who, if he willed, could have made for you something better than that, gardens beneath which rivers flow, and could make for you palaces.
Brothers and sisters, in this 10th verse of chapter Furqan, the Almighty Allah talks about the bounties that he can give to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي إِن شَاءَ جَعَلَ لَكَ خَيْرًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ Blessed is he that if he wills, he could give you better things than that. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Gardens beneath which rivers flow. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكَ قُصُورًا And he will give you palaces. But the Almighty Allah does not want to give different treasures to the Prophet. He does not want people to think that this is the personality of a prophet, depending on wealth, dependent on money and garden and palaces. The Almighty Allah wants the life of the prophet to be exactly like the lives of the common people, the usual people who go around, they do their businesses by themselves, and they go around in the markets doing their businesses. It is somehow the answer to the previous pretext of the pagans that said, why doesn't this kind of prophet have a treasure sent down upon him by the Almighty Allah? In fact, if the Almighty Allah had given him all these treasures, people would have believed in him without any problems. And in that case, the recompense, the rewardings, the glad tidings, even the chastisements would be meaningless. When there is no choice, when you are not free to choose the different sides, there will be no consequences because you were forced to choose one side. You did not do it intentionally. And thus, if you have chosen the right path, you do not deserve the rewards.
حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
If the prophets had possessed such authority that could not be assaulted, or a kind of honor that could not be damaged, or a kind of domain towards which the necks of people would turn and the saddles of mounts could be set, it would have been very simple and easy for the people to believe in them, to seek lessons, and even invite the others to this kind of religion. They would have accepted belief out of fear felt by them. Or maybe they were inclined, and they were completely attracted. And the intention of the people all would have been the same, though their actions would have been different. So, the Almighty Allah decided that people should follow his prophets, should acknowledge his books. The people should remain humble before the prophets. They should obey his command. The people should accept the obedience of the prophet with sincerity, in which there should not be even an iota of anything else. Of course, in this case, the trial, the chastisement would be stiffer, but the reward and recompense too will be larger. Some say that the purpose of the word palace and garden is that of the other world. But this does not seem to be in line with the appearance of the verse completely. The Arabic word tabaraka, when it says in the beginning tabaraka levi, and we translated it as blessed is he, is derived either from the meaning and sense of fix and everlasting, or from barakat, which means abundant goodness. But overall, it means that the existence of the Almighty Allah is completely fixed, and He is the one that originates the different blessings. And it is upon His willing, because it says, إِن شَاءَ جَعَلَ لَكَ. If He wills, He will give you. So it is all depending on him, whether he wants to give us or he doesn't. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. All the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.